Okay, think about this. What if you could shave a year, maybe even two, off your college degree? And I don't know, save maybe $15,000, maybe more.
Yeah, it's definitely something that catches your attention.
Right. So let's really dig into this because chances are, if you're tuning in, you're probably looking for ways to, learn more effectively, get ahead in your career, maybe just faster.
And these accelerated degree programs, they're popping up everywhere, promising exactly that, a quicker way forward.
So we wanted to look under the hood today, see what's really going on with them.
Absolutely. And it's not necessarily about cutting corners, it's often more about a different approach. More focused, maybe.
Okay.
So we've gathered quite a bit of material. We're looking at articles that lay out the pros and cons, some research on what makes accelerated learning actually work well.
And we've got stuff on coding boot camps too, right? As sort of an intense example.
Exactly. Super intense. And we also looked into these early assurance programs, like in pharmacy, which is another angle, plus an employer survey from Pakistan, which gives us a sense of, what skills actually matter for getting hired quickly.
Okay, so the mission today is pretty simple, really. We want to give you a clear, sort of concise overview of these accelerated options.
Yeah, bring it down. What are they? Why might they work for you? What are the potential catches?
Right, and ultimately help you figure out if this faster track actually fits with what you want to achieve. No dense academic stuff, just the info you need.
So first things first, what is an accelerated degree program? Like fundamentally?
Good question.
Yeah.
At its core, it's basically taking a standard curriculum and condensing it, right? So you
Good. So
graduate faster.
exactly. Like you said, a bachelor's degree in maybe 2 or 3 years instead of the usual four.
And it's not just for bachelor's degrees either. You see these for master's programs, even some doctoral ones.
Right. And then you have things like coding boot camps, which are kind of a different beast but related.
Right.
Well, they're hyper intensive. We're talking, what, maybe 12 to 20 weeks, laser focused on job skills, web development, data science, cybersecurity, things like that. The whole point is getting you job ready fast.
Okay, so skills focused, really short term.
Very. And then there's another model, like that early assurance program, the EAP, at the MUSC College of Pharmacy.
Ah, right, the pharmacy one.
Yeah. That's aimed at really motivated high school students who already know they want to go into pharmacy. They get this sort of conditional early acceptance.
So they can plan ahead, maybe streamline their undergrad studies.
Precisely. It potentially shortens their whole academic path. And of course, you also have vocational training. That's another route focused on practical skills for specific trades, often quicker than a traditional degree.
Okay, I think we've got a handle on the what. Lots of different forms, same basic idea, faster learning, faster completion.
Pretty much.
So let's get into the why. What are the big draws? Why are people choosing these paths?
Well, the biggest, most obvious one is time. Plain and simple, finishing faster means you're out in the workforce sooner, or maybe moving on to a master's quicker.
And that time saving has knock-on effects, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. Financially, it can be significant. Less time in school often means, less tuition paid, fewer living expenses.
Plus, you start earning an income sooner. That's got to help with paying off any loans or just getting ahead financially.
Absolutely. And some programs, like certain dual degree setups, might even let you use undergrad scholarship money for some of your graduate courses. So, yeah, the cost savings can be real.
Interesting. What else?
There's this idea of focused learning. Because the timeline is crunched, these programs often strip away some of the maybe broader electives and really hone in on the core stuff for your field.
So if you know exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, if you have a really clear career goal, this can feel very efficient. You get immersed in the key concepts and skills pretty quickly. It can lead to a deep dive in less time.
And that focus, combined with the speed, probably gives graduates an edge in the job market, especially in fast-moving fields.
That seems to be the case. You mentioned the coding boot camps earlier.
Yeah.
The data there is quite striking. Course Report found their grads averaging, what, over $70,000 in their first job?
Yeah, around $70,700, and then jumping to nearly $100,000 by the third job.
Right, which is, notably higher than the average starting salary for someone with just a bachelor's degree. It suggests those focused skills are in high demand.
So faster completion, potential cost savings, focused learning, quicker entry into the workforce. Any other benefits? What about flexibility?
It depends on the program, actually. That MUSC Pharmacy EAP, for instance, it allows students to do their undergrad prerequisites at any accredited college. So there's flexibility there.
Okay.
And vocational courses, they often have like online options, evening classes, weekends.
Yeah.
catering to people who might be working or have other commitments.
Makes sense. And just quickly, you mentioned international prospects earlier.
Yeah, just briefly. An accelerated degree, especially if it's from a well-regarded institution, maybe internationally, that can certainly boost your profile in a global job market.
Okay. So lots of potential upsides. But it can't all be smooth sailing. There have to be challenges, right? What are the main hurdles people should be aware of?
Oh, absolutely. And the big one, the one that comes up again and again, is the intensity.
Right. I was thinking about that. Squeezing 4 years into two or three or a whole skill set into a few months, that sounds demanding.
It is. The sources talk about a heavy workload, dense readings, frequent assignments, constant assessments. There's not much breathing room.
So you really need top-notch time management and, like, serious dedication.
Definitely. You have to be prepared to really immerse yourself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a risk of stress, even burnout, if you're not ready for that pace.
I wonder, too, does that intensity sometimes mean you don't get the same depth? Like, are you just skimming the surface faster?
That's a valid concern. It probably depends a lot on the program design and the individual student, but it's something to consider.
And related to the intensity, I guess, is the impact on the broader college experience.
Yeah, exactly. With such a demanding schedule, there's often just less time for extracurriculars, clubs, sports, volunteering, internships sometimes.
Things that add a lot of value beyond just the academics. Networking, personal growth.
Right. You might miss out on some of that more rounded experience.
And what about flexibility within the program? Earlier you mentioned some flexibility getting in, but once you're in?
Often, less so. The structure tends to be quite rigid. Fewer elective choices, a set path you have to follow.
So not ideal if you're still exploring interests or if you need to juggle classes around, say, a part-time job that has unpredictable hours.
Probably not. And one other point specifically about vocational training, while it's great for getting specific job skills quickly.
Yes.
Some employers might worry a little about adaptability down the line. Because the training is so focused, will graduates struggle a bit when technologies change or new strategies come in? It's a potential perception issue.
Okay. So definite trade-offs to weigh. Let's maybe make this more concrete. You mentioned the coding boot camps. What do the alumni actually say about their experience? Is it worth that intensity?
The stories reported by Course Report are pretty powerful, actually. You hear about people getting massive salary increases, like one person's salary multiplied by six.
Wow. Six times.
Yeah. And it's not just money. People talk about switching careers into something they find way more fulfilling, maybe with more flexibility, better work-life balance. Some even start their own businesses.
So for them, the worth it factor seems high.
It appears so. And importantly, employers are buying in. Big names, Google, Facebook, Amazon, they're hiring bootcamp grads.
What do the employers like about them?
Seems like they value the practical hands-on skills. And the fact that bootcamps can update their curriculum really quickly to match what the industry needs right now. Plus, the average grad satisfaction is apparently quite high, like 8.3 out of 10.
Okay, that's compelling. Now, shifting gears to that other model, the early assurance program in pharmacy. What motivates those students? It's a very different path.
It is. For them, it often starts with really early career clarity. They know they want pharmacy. Sometimes there's family influence, maybe parents or relatives in the field.
Or personal experiences.
Yeah, maybe personal health issues or seeing the impact pharmacists have sparking that interest in healthcare, a desire to, you know, make a difference.
And the benefits they saw in the EAP itself.
Things like having the freedom to choose where they did their undergrad, knowing they had that conditional acceptance waiting. And again, the potential to save time and money in the long run.
It really highlights how personal the decision is, doesn't it? Different motivations, different programs.
Absolutely. Which brings us maybe to that Pakistan employer survey. It's not specifically about accelerated programs, but it tells us something important about what employers generally are looking for.
Right. And what they found was, well, a bit concerning, wasn't it? Like 78% of employers weren't fully confident in the skills of recent grads.
Yeah, a high number. They specifically pointed to needing better technical skills, professional knowledge, but also really crucial soft skills.
Like communication, presentation skills, teamwork.
Exactly. Things like having a positive attitude, confidence, being able to communicate verbally, work in a team. Those came up as top priorities.
So the takeaway for any educational program, accelerated or not, is that it absolutely has to deliver on those core technical and soft skills to meet employer needs. just being fast isn't enough if the graduates aren't truly prepared.
Precisely. And interestingly, that survey also flagged areas with high job demand like business development, digital marketing, HR, which might help someone thinking about an accelerated program choose a relevant field.
Okay, so given all this, the benefits, the challenges, what employers want if someone is leaning towards an accelerated path, how do they make it work? How do they maximize their chances of success?
Well, that course report article on boot camps had some really practical advice.
Yeah. Like what?
First off, setting clear expectations from the start. Know what you want to achieve, maybe even have a target salary range in mind before you enroll.
So go in with a plan, not just wishful thinking.
Right. And be ready to adapt and work incredibly hard. No program is a magic bullet. It doesn't just hand you a job. Your own effort is key.
Makes sense. What else?
Do your homework on the program itself. Is it legit? Is it affordable? Check reviews. Really look at their job placement stats. Don't just take their marketing claims at face value.
Good advice. Research is crucial.
And then once you're in, commit fully. Give it your all. And don't ease up once you graduate. The job search itself needs that same intensity.
You really have to keep that momentum going.
Exactly. It kind of ties back to what another source mentioned. Success in these intense environments really boils down to your own motivation, your commitment, your focus. You've got to be driven.
Okay, so let's try to wrap this up. If we boil it down, accelerated programs offer that speed, potential cost savings, the focused curriculum, getting you into your career faster. Those are the big pros.
Uh-huh. But on the flip side, you've got the intense workload, potentially missing out on some of the broader college stuff, maybe less flexibility in choosing courses. Those are the main trade-offs.
So ultimately, there's no single right answer. The best path really depends on you, the listener, your learning style, what you want for your career, what your life looks like right now.
Absolutely. Which leads us, I guess, to a final question for you to ponder.
Okay.
As you're weighing your options, how do you personally balance the value of saving time against maybe the richness or breadth you might get from a more traditional path? And more importantly, how can you make sure that whichever route you choose, it really gives you the durable skills and the deep understanding you need for the long haul?
That's a good question to leave people with, not just about speed, but about the lasting value and the right fit.